Almost exactly 10 years ago, September 24th, 2010, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg went on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Republican Governor Chris Christie, Democratic Mayor of Newark Cory Booker, and the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, are putting politics aside to help turn around the failing public schools in Newark, New Jersey. This is the first time
Zuckerberg announced he'd be donating $100 million of his fortune to public schools in Newark, New Jersey. But 10 years later, the story of this generous donation feels a little bit different than it came across on that television set in September. Dylan Matthews is a senior correspondent for Vox.com. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Teddy.
So you wrote a story about the Zuckerberg gift last year, and I want you to take us back to 2010. Zuckerberg goes on Oprah. Tell me, like, what was the reaction like to this gift when it was announced?
So the initial reception was rapturous. There was a reason they did it on the Oprah show, and it was sort of framed the way that Oprah frames everyone getting a car, everyone getting a new coupon to something, or the giveaways she does on her show. It was meant as this big, joyous, boisterous event.
I think that is so fantastic. So, Mr. Zuckerberg, what role are you playing in all of this? Are the rumors true? Will there be a check offered at some point? Yes.
I've committed to starting the Startup Education Foundation, whose first project will be a $100 million challenge grant.
$100 million.
And I think it's important to remember context-wise that the 2010 Facebook had been around for 6 years, but Zuckerberg was only starting to be a household name. This was shortly before The Social Network came out and really made him famous and really damaged his reputation.
You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
And there's some evidence that it was planned, and at least in terms of timing, to coincide with that as a way to boost his reputation. And that's what it did. It was almost universally received as great news for one of the poorest cities in the country.
And just to give us the basics, what was the rationale for this huge gift? Why Newark? Why schools?
So I think from Zuckerberg's perspective, he had very recently become a mega billionaire. He had not done a major philanthropic initiative yet. There was pressure on him to do that, and that's sort of what one does when one gets to that level of wealth, in part because of the precedent of people like Bill Gates. And he was interested in education, in part because his wife, Priscilla Chan, did a lot of education volunteer work in college when they went to college together. And he was initially thinking about a big city, something like New York. And there was a Sun Valley, Idaho retreat organized by Allen & Co., an investment bank.
Right. It's this famous summer camp for billionaires sort of style retreat in Idaho.
Right. Exactly. It's one of these annual events that the rich and powerful go to together, like Davos. And Zuckerberg was there, but importantly, so was Cory Booker. And Cory Booker at this point is mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Newark is a city of about 200,000, a little more than that. Always overshadowed by New York City, historically terrible schools. The schools had been under state conservatorship for over a decade due to just gross mismanagement, wastewater leaking out the ceiling, teachers blatantly embezzling money from the school district, that kind of thing. And Booker was this young, charismatic mayor who ran as an alternative to like corrupt machine politics. And his pitch to Zuckerberg was, you can't change the entire New York City school system. That's too big for you. Even someone with your wealth doesn't have the ability to do that. You can change the entire Newark school system. We're small enough, we're contained enough, and you have the buy-in from me, and importantly from Chris Christie, who had just become governor at this point. They are both enthusiastic about education reform in the city. And so you have politicians who are on board. You have a scale that's appropriate for the kind of gift that Zuckerberg wants to make. Let's make it happen.
So with the hindsight of history, it's now been 10 years since September 2010. How did things turn out in Newark after all this hoopla?
So one thing that most evaluations I've seen suggest is that schools in Newark today are doing better than they were before this gift. So by one estimate, graduation rates at Newark high schools are up to about 80%, whereas they were at 60% or below before these reforms. There's a big evaluation by a research group at Harvard Ed School that found that in the first few years of the reform, students suffered, that it was just very chaotic and disruptive. But that after that, they sort of came out of the gully and, at least in English, were better off than before the reforms. An important caveat there is that that study was funded by the Zuckerberg Foundation, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. And so take that with whatever grains of salt you want to. I think critics of the gift would say you can't quantify what it did just in terms of test scores and graduation rates. And also, you can't attribute everything that's happened in Newark just to this gift, that there might be positive forces that are not solely the result of Zuckerberg's intervention. But there are still a lot of sore feelings and a lot of anger in some quarters about how the gift was administered, that it was orchestrated through a special foundation that didn't have accountability to citizens in Newark. You had to give $10 million to the effort to have a seat on the board of this foundation. So Bill Ackman, the famous hedge fund manager, activist investor, had a board seat for this, but no Newark resident did. And if you're a Newark voter, yeah, that's going to rub you the wrong way. But I think one thing that points as a sign of success in terms of durability, if nothing else, the current mayor of Newark, Roz Baraka, who's the son of sort of Black Power activist and poet Amiri Baraka, ran basically on the Screw Cory Booker platform for mayor when Cory Booker became a senator. Was very, very antagonistic toward Booker, very critical of this gift. He hasn't really changed much. He's kept in place a lot of the reforms that were put in place as a result of this gift. So whatever you think of it, it's durable. It really has changed the city in a way that's lasted.
You know, Dylan, I'm thinking about now 10 years later, Zuckerberg announces another gift, $300 million this month, to bolster the American election infrastructure. And there was no Oprah Winfrey show. There was no Everybody Gets a Car. I'm just thinking about the reaction feels pretty differently in 2020 than it did in 2010, even though this gift is bigger and, you know, Zuckerberg is even more of a star. What does it sort of tell us about how we feel about billionaires and how we feel about billionaire philanthropy more specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a specific evolution having to do with Mark Zuckerberg that I think if you ask people in 2010, why don't you like Mark Zuckerberg? The answer was probably, hey, I heard he stole that company idea from a couple of his classmates, or I heard he screwed over his best friend. Now it's like, hey, he might have swung the 2016 election by allowing fake news and Russian bots and whatever. I'm not going to comment on how true that is, but that's certainly a perception that's out there. And I think attitudes towards Facebook have evolved from this is kind of frivolous and dumb to this is an actively malignant force in our society. In terms of billionaires and billionaire philanthropy, there's also been a huge evolution. I think the rise of politicians like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has encouraged sort of a left that's much more openly antagonistic towards wealth and towards specific billionaires. And that continues into a critique of their philanthropy. There's been a whole movement of closer examination and a more skeptical eye toward billionaire philanthropy, and in particular, the ways that the billionaire philanthropy serves pseudo-public functions. And the Newark gift is a great example of that because he was trying to improve a public service with the Newark public school system. But this new gift is doing that too. I think there's an argument to be made that you should not need billionaires giving $300 million to secure your elections. The government should be able to secure its elections. And what's more, that there might be something nefarious about a private actor with his own interests using his wealth to influence the election infrastructure in that way. And I think that argument has become a lot more prominent in the last decade.
Dylan Matthews, senior correspondent here at Vox.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Teddy.